From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Today, China did something the U.S. has been asking it to do for an awfully long time. Sort of. China announced that it will no longer peg its currency to the U.S. dollar. Instead, the unit of currency, the yuan, will be allowed to float, but only within very strict limits. The yuan was also revalued against the dollar today, but by far less than the U.S. hoped. We have a pair of reports, beginning with NPR's Rob Gifford in Shanghai.
The will-they-won't-they saga of the last few months was resolved today when they did. The Chinese government announced on the evening news that its currency, the yuan, also known as the renminbi or people's money, has been strengthened effective immediately to a rate of 8.11 against the dollar. It has been pegged for more than a decade at 8.28. The announcement said that at the end of each day, the People's Bank of China will decide the rate for the following day, and the yuan will be allowed to trade within strict limits either side of that. Having been pegged for a decade solely to the dollar, Beijing also announced that this new policy would apply against several other foreign currencies, giving it some extra flexibility. Joseph Cheng of City University in Hong Kong says, although Beijing doesn't want to be seen to be bowing to foreign pressure, it knows a relatively smooth relationship with Washington is crucial to its continued growth.
It demonstrates that the Chinese authorities are eager to maintain a good relationship with the United States. It values this bilateral relationship, and it is ready to make concessions.
As a result of the move, Chinese exports will become more expensive, if only by a small amount. Beijing has been extremely cautious about revaluing, partly for fear that it could impact jobs if foreign purchases go to suppliers in other countries as the cost of Chinese products rises. Beijing is always conscious that social stability depends on being able to create more jobs and keep the economy ticking at almost double-digit growth. Imports to China will now become cheaper, not a bad thing for Beijing, which is currently buying up huge supplies of raw materials to feed the monster its economy has become. Joseph Cheng says a small revaluation like this won't make much of a dent in the United States trade deficit.
With regard to exports of textiles, shoes, and these labor-intensive products to the United States, even if the United States doesn't buy from China, the United States will not manufacture those products. The United States will continue to buy these products from other countries such as India and Mexico. So it does not appear that a slight revaluation of the Chinese yuan will help to reduce American trade deficits.
Malaysia said, soon after the Chinese announcement, that it too will revalue its currency. Other Asian countries are expected to follow suit, revaluing by a similar amount. The big question now is that it? Many in the U.S. had been calling for up to a 30% revaluation of the Chinese currency, or 10% minimum. The tiny 2.2% tweak announced today may not be enough to placate China hawks in Washington. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.